Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Let's get down to business. Afternoon sliding by on us. Here are the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, Pensacola is moving forward with bringing in 27 pallet shelters at the cost of $1.1 million for the homeless. The small one-room buildings range from 70 feet to 120 square feet. Mayor Reeves says two local nonprofits were selected to use those shelters for homeless individuals. Reentry Alliance Pensacola is going to take units at the West Blunt Street location, and Offensive Corp will take units at the North Palafox location.
And Pensacola's Waterfront Rescue Mission, getting ready to take in more people. A transitional housing facility run by Reentry Alliance Pensacola's Maxwell Respite Center will close at the end of the month. More than 80 people will be displaced. So, to prepare for the increase in traffic, the mission has started stocking up their kitchen and getting more items for their daily resources.
And the last item, it's been 4 years since attorneys for the victims and families of the NAS Pensacola terror attack. They filed a civil lawsuit to hold the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia responsible for that shooting. Remember that? That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, the case was dismissed last year under the law that says foreign states are presumed immune from U.S. court jurisdiction. Well, Tuesday, attorneys representing the victims have filed 19 claims of various liability ranging from gross negligence to breach of contract, all aimed at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, 615. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, look at that weather, and local traffic together.
Yeah, we'll get a few more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, not too much going on the roads here. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still giving us some slight backups, but it's nowhere near as bad as it was earlier this afternoon. As for the weather, 82 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see some rainfall chances lingering a little bit with a high of 87 and a low of 76.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, students and faculty at the University of West Florida have developed software that analyzes the security of thousands of mobile apps and how they use personal information. The platform aims to help companies be more active in app security before releasing it and help users understand the risk before giving up their personal information. The software is currently available for Android, iOS, and web apps.
And Ready Kids is hosting a free workshop for families with children starting kindergarten this August. The program is called Kindergarten Here We Come and will provide parents with tips for supporting kindergarten readiness and give kids hands-on activities in a real classroom. Workshops will be held on June 10th and 11th at Global Learning Academy and June 17th and 18th at Ferry Pass Elementary.
Okay, after public concern, the National Weather Service is in the process of hiring more than 100 employees. This is to stabilize operations at field offices. Following recent budgetary cuts, the Weather Service lost nearly 600 positions. NOAA confirms it will be September at the earliest before many of those positions are filled.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a new law that will take effect at the end of the month will hold juveniles accountable if they deal drugs that kill. It was inspired by the death of 17-year-old Devin Ramos. The Hillsborough teen overdosed a year ago on a Percocet pill laced with fentanyl. And Chris, we've actually got in actuality with some more details on this, don't we?
Yes, we do. The teen drug law is what we're talking about here. Very interesting. Eben Brown has been following this story for us this afternoon. He files this report.
Florida law allowed for people under 18 to be prosecuted if they killed anyone using guns or knives. But Hillsborough County, the Tampa area, was unable to charge a 17-year-old drug dealer with murder when his buyers died last year from pills they bought.
But poisoning someone with fentanyl, the law made a distinction. And this dealer, simply because he was a juvenile, could not be held accountable.
Chad Cronister, the Hillsborough County, Florida sheriff, he worked with legislators to help change that law, allowing for minors who sell deadly drugs to be charged with third-degree murder. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Florida Board of Education welcoming its new education commissioner. The board approved Governor Ron DeSantis' pick at its meeting today. Bear with me here. Anastasios or Stasi Kamoutsas is a top aide to the governor. He will take over for Manny Diaz Jr. Kamoutsas has played a key role in DeSantis' education agenda, including school choice and parental rights.
Okay, while we're talking about the education system here, leaders of Florida's state university system will not hire a former University of Michigan president to run the Gator Nation. Eben Brown, down in Miami today with the story.
Florida's Board of Governors is refusing to confirm the selection of Dr. Santa Ono as the new president of the University of Florida. It is the first time the governing body voted down a pick by one of the state university boards of trustees. The vote failed 10-6. During hearings, Ono had been questioned about his time as president of the University of Michigan, where he was a proponent of non-merit-based admissions, climate change activism, and gender policies. He was further criticized for a lackluster response to a pro-Hamas encampment protest at Michigan. Ono would have been given a 5-year contract paying him $15 million. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting headlines taking your nation by storm today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
For almost 2 decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. You're probably asking yourself this weekend, where are all those thunderstorms you were telling us about yesterday? Well, we were talking about pop-up showers, and we did get some earlier today.
Yes, and they popped for a while. Yes, we will give them that.
Oh, yes, they did, but it looks pretty darn nice out there this afternoon. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate that. Job growth by private employers was much weaker in May. Jenny Casola breaks down those numbers.
Payroll processing company ADP says hiring lost momentum last month, though wages continued to be robust. Just 37,000 new jobs were created by private employers in May. Economists were expecting 110,000. The pace of hiring in May slipped to the lowest level since March of 2023, though annual pay rose 4.5%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson says trade uncertainty is weighing on hiring, especially for small businesses, though she says that could reverse once that resolves. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. The ADP report is not considered a preview of the Labor Department's numbers. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Okay, stocks in the mix today. Let me give you a kind of snapshot here of what took place throughout the afternoon amid discouraging updates on the economy. Wasn't a shining factor here. Hillary Barsky does have the report.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow hitting session lows right before the closing bell as investors await developments on the trade front while digesting employment data that came in weaker than expected. The ADP private sector employment report showed that hiring fell sharply in May, with private payrolls increasing by just 37,000. That's the lowest level in over 2 years and well below economists' expectations. Shares of Apple fell slightly following a downgrade from a Needham analyst who said that the tech giant's shares are overvalued amid growing AI competition. The Dow winners, Amazon, Merck, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow falling 92 points. The Nasdaq up 62. S&P 500 up 0.5%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, the only spot we were really dealing with issues on was Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that is not seemingly a problem anymore. We did have some backups, though, downtown. This is going to be on Garden Street, especially if you are traveling eastbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, so be on the lookout for that. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 82 degrees, low of 74. Tomorrow, going to have some rain chances, just like we did today, high of 87, low of 76.
626, Navy is getting ready to rename a ship. Yeah, the Department of Defense really passing this on today. They're going to, what's happening here, the ship was named after a San Francisco politician and gay rights activist, Harvey Milk. Things are changing at the department. Jeff Manasso has more on the report.
We're learning quite a lot after Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley alleged that the FBI hid the extent of that targeting during the Biden administration under former FBI Director Chris Wray. Grassley released brand new FBI records that show the so-called anti-Catholic Richmond memo was widely distributed to over 1,000 FBI employees across multiple field offices, including Louisville, Portland, and Milwaukee, before it was publicly disclosed by a whistleblower in 2023. Now, recall, Wray claimed in testimony it was merely a rogue operation by one field office. But Grassley reveals there were at least 13 more documents and 5 attachments using anti-Catholic terminology like radical traditionalist Catholic.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering the renaming of the USNS Harvey Milk, a Navy oiler ship named during the Obama administration after the gay rights activist, a Navy veteran, and the first openly gay man elected to public office in California. Milk was assassinated in 1978. Many Democrats, including California Rep. Nancy Pelosi, blasting the renaming during Pride Month. We're told the timing of the renaming is intentional. The Pentagon saying it's meant to mark a shift in the Department of Defense and Navy, reestablishing the warrior culture, telling Fox News that further name changes may be coming. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the House Speaker says Elon Musk has ghosted him over President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Mike Johnson told reporters he phoned Musk after the billionaire criticized the bill yesterday, citing its lack of spending control. Johnson simply said that Elon didn't answer. The Congressional Budget Office reports the legislation would add $2.4 trillion to the nation's deficit over the next decade.
You know why he didn't answer?
Why is that?
Because he didn't have to. The FBI calls attention to a threat to the American farmers. It's called agroterrorism. You're going to be hearing a lot of this. Here's Therese Crowley.
FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox News Digital it's a direct threat to national security. Two Chinese nationals charged with smuggling a dangerous fungus that's scientifically classed as a potential agroterror weapon. The Fusarium graminearum fungus causes head blight to crops and birth defects in humans and livestock. Illegally smuggled in plastic bags through Detroit's airport, Director Patel says it's a sober reminder that the Chinese Communist Party is sending operatives and researchers to infiltrate our institutions and target our food supply. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells Fox.
They think America's in decline. They're the ascending power. They're willing to steal our IP, steal our jobs. They're literally coming for our lunch.
Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And the share of married LGBTQ Americans is slipping from its peak in 2016 to 2017. According to a Gallup poll, between June of 16 and June of 17, 10.2% of LGBTQ Americans were in same-sex marriages, while 8% of them in such marriages were reported in 2021 to 2024. Despite the 2.2-point drop, Gallup noted overall more same-sex marriages exist now.
Okay, there is a disturbing scene going on right now off the coast of Alaska. It actually began late last night. By the way, all crew members are safe after a fire broke out on a cargo ship carrying electric vehicles. This is happening southwest of Alaska. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
Ship management company Zodiac Maritime says its cargo ship carrying thousands of vehicles to Mexico was abandoned off the coast of Alaska after smoke was seen coming from the deck with electric vehicles. The company notes the crew initiated emergency firefighting procedures, but they were unable to bring the flames under control. 22 crew members were safely evacuated and there were no reported injuries. Reps say they are working closely with emergency responders, with a tug being deployed to support salvage and firefighting operations, adding our priorities are to ensure the continued safety of the crew and protect the marine environment. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, Stanley Cup information. We'll talk about the latest in Fox Sports and the Wahoos coming up in less than 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal judge is ordering the halting of deportation proceedings against the wife and children of Egyptian national Mohammed Solomon, who's charged in the Boulder, Colorado firebombing of pro-Israeli demonstrators. Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
While Solomon's family members have not been charged in the attack, they were taken into federal custody as officials investigate whether they knew what he was planning. The 45-year-old Egyptian national is accused of targeting a group of demonstrators calling for the release of Israeli hostages.
A federal judge rules the Trump administration has to give migrants sent to an El Salvador prison a chance to challenge their deportations.
U.S. District Court Judge James Boasberg says the 137 migrants who were sent to the terrorism confinement center in El Salvador never had a chance to contest their deportations. So he's ordered the Trump administration to work towards allowing them to do that.
Fox's Jill Nato, America's listening to Fox News.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola moving forward with bringing in 27 pallet shelters at the cost of $1.1 million, and they're doing it for the homeless. The small one-room buildings range from 70 square feet to 120. Mayor Reeves said that two local nonprofits were selected to use the shelters. Reentry Alliance Pensacola will take units at the West Blunt Street location, and Offensive Corp will take units at a North Palafox location.
Okay, Pensacola's waterfront rescue missions getting ready to take in more people. A transitional housing facility run by Maxwell Respite Center is going to close at the end of the month. More than 80 people will be displaced. To prepare for the increase in traffic, the mission has started stocking up their kitchen and getting more items for their daily resources.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. It's been 4 years since attorneys for the victims and families of the NAS Pensacola terror attack filed a civil lawsuit to hold the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia responsible for the shooting. The case was dismissed last year under the law that says foreign states are presumed immune from U.S. court jurisdiction. Tuesday, attorneys representing the victims have filed 19 claims of various liability, ranging from gross negligence to breach of contract, all aimed at Saudi Arabia.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Back with a bang. And here he swings and belts one right center field up the alley, and that one's going to go. And welcome back, Bryce Harper, back to back with Trey Turner.
Bryce Harper homering in his first at-bat on NBC Sports Philadelphia. After missing five games with a bruised elbow, the Phillies score six runs in the first inning. They go on to beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 8-3. World Series MVP Freddie Freeman coming up big again for the Dodgers. And, of course, at the same time being a Mets killer, he drove in Tommy Edman with a winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning as the Dodgers beat the Mets 5-4. The New York Yankees beat the Cleveland Guardians 3-2 thanks to back-to-back home runs in the 7th inning from Jazz Chisholm and Anthony Volpe. Mariners pitcher George Kirby says he's okay, but I've got to imagine he's in pain this morning. He got drilled in the face by a 102.7-mile-an-hour line drive. Kirby and the Mariners losing the game 5-1 to the Baltimore Orioles. Boston Red Sox, they have now lost 17 one-run games on the season after falling to the Angels 4-3 in extra innings. And the woeful Colorado Rockies, they actually win again, beating the Marlins 3-2. They end their futile MLB record of 22 consecutive series losses. Other winners on the diamond, the Royals, the Rays, the White Sox, the Twins, the Cubs, the Reds, the Diamondbacks, and the San Diego Padres. The help wanted sign is out at Madison Square Garden, New York City. The Knicks, they're looking for a new head coach. Despite leading New York to the Eastern Conference Finals, the team firing head coach Tom Thibodeau with a couple years remaining on his contract. For more scores, stories, and features, you can go to foxsports.com. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Texas Longhorns and Texas Tech Red Raiders playing for the Women's College World Series title. That begins tonight. Texas knocked off Florida, Oklahoma, and Tennessee to get to this point, while Texas Tech beat Ole Miss, UCLA, and Oklahoma. Both the Longhorns and Red Raiders are trying to win their first titles in program history. Texas has been the runners-up in two of the previous 3 years. The teams played twice during the regular season, with Texas winning both times. The game starts at 7.
All right, Pensacola back in the winning column after posting a 4-2 win over Columbus Tuesday night. Wahoos now 25-27 in the 25 season. Today, game two underway. It is part of their six-game series against Columbus. They threw that first pitch out tonight at 6:05. And while we're talking about the Wahoos, leadership changes have surfaced in the front office. Steve Bryce, the organization's former executive vice president and general manager, has resigned. He had been with the organization since November 2022. Bryce is leaving for a new role as the chief executive officer of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're a high A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins.
And since we're talking about baseball here, voting for this year's MLB All-Star Game began today. Fans can vote in both the National and American Leagues from today through June 26th for the first round of voting. This year's game is set for July 15th and will be taking place at Truist Park. If that sounds familiar, that's because it's home of the Atlanta Braves.
All right. Nebraska becomes the latest state to ban biological male students from girls' sports. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Nebraska Governor Republican Jim Pillen, flanked by lawmakers and supporters, including outspoken women's sports advocate Riley Gaines, as he signed a measure into law that bans biological males from playing in girls' sports. Supporters say it protects women and girls and their ability to fairly compete in sports. Opponents call it discriminatory. The law, in which at least 24 other states and counting have also adopted. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump signed an executive order prohibiting biological males from competing in girls' sports, saying from the White House that the war on women's sports is over. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Stanley Cup Final beginning tonight. Here's Jared Max.
The Kansas City Chiefs to the men's basketball team at UConn. 2025 has not been a great year for sports teams trying to win consecutive championships. Now it's the Florida Panthers' turn. The reigning Stanley Cup champs open defense at their title tonight against the Edmonton Oilers. Same matchup as last year, which Florida won in seven games, thanks in part to its home ice advantage. This time, the Oilers have home ice, which may not mean much.
We're a super confident team on the road this year. You know, I think we almost prefer it this year. We're excited to get back on the road and get back to business.
Florida Panther center Sam Bennett knows his team has won its last five games on the road this postseason. 8-2 overall away from home, outscoring opponents 48-21. Still, the reigning Stanley Cup champs a slight underdog in this cup final against the Oilers. Face-off in Game 1, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. With Tom Thibodeau out as Knicks head coach, here are some thoughts as to what Knicks president Leon Rose should do. You first have to call Jay Wright, but I think Jay will pass. Michael Malone should be considered, but I think personality-wise, he's too similar to Tibbs. Taylor Jenkins would be a really solid hire. I don't think the Knicks would call Dan Hurley. And yes, Eric Spoelstra and Ime Udoka are unrealistic dreams. Ultimately, I think former Knicks assistant Johnny Bryant will get the job, and we'll see if he can get the Knicks over the hump. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy five quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What he'll never have is the love I have for you.
What he'll never have. The smash hit from Dylan Scott appears in the brand new album, Easy Does It. The album also features the number one song, This Town's Been Too Good to Us.
This town's been too good.
Till I can, I will.
I'll do whatever it takes. Yeah, believe me when I say, till I can, I will.
Dylan Scott. Search, follow, and listen now on all music streaming services. Sponsored by Curb Records.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. ordering a review of baby formula. Lydia Hugh has an explanation for us this afternoon.
This is going to be the first review of baby formula since 1998. And since then, our nation has got some questions. We've become skeptical of additives to our food like corn syrup and seed oils, which are also present in some formulas. Now, another issue for this panel of experts is the review of competition. The baby formula shortage revealed in 2022 the fragility of this market. And the CEO of a newer baby formula brand called ByHeart says the FDA ought to look at how current regulations and the marketplace are influencing the science. He writes this, quote, "Lack of competition has encouraged speed to market over innovation."
and a CDC investigating after a Texas woman has died from a rare brain-eating amoeba infection. According to a recent report, the woman used tap water to clear out her sinuses at an RV campground, and soon after, she started experiencing serious symptoms like a fever, headache, and altered mental status. The woman received medical treatment for the suspected infection, but according to the report, she started having seizures and died 8 days after the symptoms began.
Those kind of stories just scare the heck out of me. Millions of Americans could be facing air quality concerns. Adam Klotz has more details in this Fox weather forecast.
Air quality problems in the forecast as a wave of Saharan dust is drifting from the Gulf Coast, reducing air quality from Texas through Louisiana. Meanwhile, wildfire smoke across the northern plains and upper Midwest is mixing with drier to produce hazy skies and elevated pollution levels. Hot weather stretches across the south, with highs near 100 degrees from Phoenix to Dallas and into parts of Georgia and the Carolinas. Heat advisories are in effect for central Texas and parts of the lower Mississippi Valley. Storms will fire up across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys later today, with isolated severe thunderstorms possible from Kentucky to the Carolinas. Flash flooding is also a concern. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Chris, you a jerky guy? It's kind of polarizing.
You know, I used to be in my younger days. The teeth just don't take it anymore.
No, that's fair, yeah. Well, more than 15,000 pounds of ready-to-eat jerky and snack stick products are being recalled. According to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, the recalled products, which were made by Springville Meat and Cold Storage Company Incorporated, contain anchovies, a known allergen that is not declared on the product label. The affected items were produced from May 30th, 2023 to May 30th of this year.
All right, 6:45, News Radio 92.3, Alliston Price looking at that weather and local traffic together.
All righty, let's see. We do have some backups on Garden Street. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards Palafox, so be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just something to look out for. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather on a local scale, sitting at around 82 degrees, going to be a low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 87 with some rain chances lingering, and the low is going to be 76.
Okay, I did want to give you an update here on the low that's moving up the east coast of the country, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Atlantic hurricane season is definitely underway for the southeast. Katie Byrne reports this afternoon from Charleston, South Carolina.
People across the Carolinas are getting rained on, and this isn't just a passing shower. This is the start of about a week's worth of rain impacting the area. Luckily, the round of rain that we're seeing right now, the likelihood of that turning into something tropical has reduced to 0%. But still, this is the same system that dumped a ton of rain on South Florida already. For some families, these tropical-like conditions this early in the season are a wake-up call, too. Hurricane season just started on Sunday, and people I'm talking to say they're using this stretch of stormy weather to make sure they're getting ready.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today spoke to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for well over an hour about Ukraine's latest attack on Russian airplanes and nuclear talks with Iran. Trump wrote on Truth Social, "It was a good conversation, but not one that will lead to immediate peace." A nationwide coordinated crackdown on retail crime led to hundreds of arrests that was spread over 28 states last week and involved more than 100 jurisdictions with over 30 different retailers, including Home Depot, Macy's, Target, Ulta Beauty, and Walgreens, just to name a few. Shares of CrowdStrike today slumping more than 6% after the company issued lackluster revenue guidance for their current quarter. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed with the Dow off by more than 90, the S&P 500 up by 1, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 60 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, countries facing a deadline to present their best economic trade deals to the Trump administration. Getting a lot of exposure here today, or listen, if they don't do this, they're going to potentially face more tariffs. Not a good situation. Edward Lawrence has more. He's at the White House this afternoon for us.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that there are 18 active negotiations with our trading partners. We can confirm that the European Union met with the U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer. And in a statement, the U.S. Trade Representative says this: "Today's meeting in Paris, which occurred alongside technical talks by our teams in Washington, was very constructive and indicates a willingness by the EU to work with us to find a concrete way forward to achieve reciprocal trade." The top EU negotiator adding this: "We're advancing in the right direction at pace and staying in close contact to maintain momentum."
And more Americans say tipping culture is out of control. According to a new Bankrate survey, 41% of respondents said tipping culture has gotten out of control, while that share rose to 45% amongst Gen Xers and baby boomers. However, while Bankrate found that older generations are more likely to hold negative attitudes about tipping, they're also more likely to tip.
I do. I'm a good tipper. I really, you know, because I worked in the service industry before. I think I mentioned this. I worked out at Rosie O'Grady's in the quarter down there in my young days.
I had a buddy who wouldn't tip, and it's like, dude, are you a jerk?
He is a jerk. He really is, because it's important. These people out there are working pretty darn hard. Let me talk about a dollar figure that's going to make you sit down and go, what?
Okay.
All right.
I'm already seated, so I'll say what momentarily.
Good. Okay. Los Angeles has approved a $30 per hour minimum wage for hotel and airport workers by 2028. And while the move has been backed by local labor unions, not everybody's on board with the idea. Max Gordon's hanging out at LAX this afternoon.
A coalition of airlines, LAX concessions, and hotels are looking to stop a new minimum wage ordinance in Los Angeles for some hotel and airport workers that would increase wages to $30 an hour by 2028. These companies are petitioning for a ballot measure looking to overturn this pay hike. This is all happening as the 2028 Olympic Games are set to bring thousands of visitors to LA from all across the world. Critics say this new ordinance could hurt the city's ability to handle this surge of visitors, unfairly targeting LA's tourism industry. Here's Greg Plummer, an LAX concession owner.
When you are having to absorb such a substantial increase overnight, that's unsustainable. And what will happen is businesses will be shuttered.
In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And Toyota shares are plummeting after it reported a deal to take the company private. Stock in Toyota Industries fell 13% after the $33 billion deal was announced. The deal includes a tender offer of $26 billion for Toyota shares. Toyota Industries produces a wide range of products besides the popular vehicles, including forklifts, engines, and electronic components.
6:50, 10 away from 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for having us on today. It's nice of you to share your time with us. Austin and I were talking about people writing checks and really not doing it much today,
right,
compared to like 15, 20 years ago. But the question comes up, are checks quickly becoming a thing of the past? Well, Ashley Webster tells us how many Gen Zers are opening up those checkbooks.
Only 26% of Gen Zers have ever written a check. Just 22% have balanced a checkbook. So 4% probably went overdraft. That's according to a new survey from Chime by Talker Research. So the question is, why does it matter? Well, the skills may seem antiquated in today's digital world, but financial advisors say using checks and balancing accounts can create a solid foundation of financial knowledge. Also pave the way to better money management skills across the board. Even if you only need to write a check once or twice a year, or even less frequently, it's often for milestone events like paying wedding vendors or buying a house.
I remember reporting this story 18 years ago, Austin. Thinking about this, but the name Madeline McCann would probably spark a lot of people's memories. A major search, by the way, is on in Portugal today, 18 years after the disappearance of, at that time, 3-year-old Madeline McCann. She was a British girl. Jonathan Savage has more from London.
It's one of the world's highest-profile missing person cases. British 3-year-old Madeline McCann was on vacation with her family in Portugal in 2007. One night, her parents left their 3 children alone in their apartment, and Madeline vanished. The 18-year saga, subject to a pan-Europe police investigation, has taken another twist. Portuguese police are acting on German warrants as they conduct a new search. The large site is mostly scrubland. A convicted German sex offender has been named the prime suspect, but he's never been charged in connection with Madeline McCann's disappearance. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
6:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple of pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and also this beautiful Wednesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barbary, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barbieri Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barbieri Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Stop by the Palafox Market Saturday mornings. Stroll and check out our local artisans' crafts and handiwork, locally grown produce, and freshly baked breads, goodies, and other foods. All along North Palafox from 9 till 2. Join the World Ocean Day celebration hosted by the Perdido Key Chamber at Perdido Key Community Center from 9 till 3. It's a day for all ages to explore and learn. More at visitperdido.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3. Phil Collins?
Yeah, we were just talking the other day about how we were playing the Supremes version.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they did a version of this song.
You're showing your age there.
Yeah, I guess
that.
So.
The Supremes did that back in the late 70s or 60s, but who's counting, right?
Right.
Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, he's ready. He's wild. You love him. You know who he is. He's looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Thanks for that intro. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. We did have some backups on Garden Street. This was if you were traveling eastbound towards Palafox, but that has seemingly cleared out. Don't know what that was about. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 82 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see some of the rainfall chances we had today bleed into your Thursday, where it's going to be a high of 87 and a low of 76.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Here you go. Wicked flies back into theaters for a limited time with something special attached. Here's Michelle Polino.
You, come with me.
Of course.
Not you. You.
Wicked is headed back to the big screen today with a special encore screening that will also give fans their first look at the sequel. Wicked for Good, the trailer for the follow-up film, will premiere in theaters right after the screening. The first time it's being shown publicly outside of special events, the sequel hits theaters November 21st. The trailer will go online shortly after. The two-part film stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande as Elphaba and Glinda, with Jonathan Bailey, Ethan Slater, Peter Dinklage, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And singer Jessie J revealing an early breast cancer diagnosis. The 37-year-old British star shared the news in an Instagram video saying that she was diagnosed with early breast cancer and was highlighting the word early. She also explained that she will disappear for a bit after the summer to have surgery and plans to come back with more music. Her post was met with supportive messages, of course, even from artists including singers Rita Ora and Katy Perry.
Okay, look at that. 6:58. Sliding by here, News Radio 92.3. More testimony being shared in the trial against rapper Sean Diddy Combs. CB Cotton reporting from Manhattan's federal court in New York City.
Jurors are hearing more about the brutal and unhinged outburst that prosecutors say Diddy inflicted on those around him. And once again, jurors are seeing this disturbing hotel surveillance video showing Diddy repeatedly slapping and kicking then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura back in 2016 at a Los Angeles hotel. Yesterday, a former hotel security worker testified Diddy paid $100,000 in cash to get rid of what the rapper thought was the only copy of that video. Later today, we expect a woman who's suing Diddy to take to the stand. She's been given immunity to testify, and in her lawsuit, she's accused Diddy of dangling her over a 17th floor apartment balcony.
And dozens of films will be making their world premieres over the next 10 days at New York's Tribeca Festival. The 24th edition of the festival kicks off tonight with 118 feature films. The festival also includes short films, revivals, and talks with filmmakers, getting underway at the Beacon Theater with the world premiere of the Billy Joel documentary, And So It Goes.
Okay, a lot of seniors are going to be real happy with me this afternoon. Why? Because of the information I'm getting ready to tell you. Uber is rolling out a new feature for older adults. Hillary Barsky explains.
Last month, the ride-hailing company tested new accounts for senior citizens with a larger typeface, fewer buttons, and easier-to-follow instructions. And now Uber is launching its new senior feature to everyone in the U.S. as well as in select areas across the world. The service will be integrated into Uber's family profile settings. Senior accounts have a feature called Saved Places, which will let users click on frequent destinations like home or the doctor's office rather than having to type in the address each time. Since the accounts are part of Uber's family profile feature, other members on the account can book rides, change settings, contact the driver, and follow the ride in real time. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And CMA Fest kicks off this week. The Country Music Association getting ready to welcome big names like Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Jason Aldean, Blake Shelton, and Rascal Flatts. The massive festival takes place in Nashville, running from June 5th through June 8th.
You know, that's a big party up there. I'd like to take that in. Just trying to remind you, hazy conditions across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties is not the Saharan dust, although you've been told that it's not, but the dust is coming. The main culprit is likely that 2,000-acre prescribed burn near Hurlburt Field. Multiple pile burns are also underway in the area, but are not having a significant impact on the smoke. Next couple of days, we'll be talking about the respiratory dangers involved. Hey, folks, have a great night. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.